You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always a privilege and a pleasure to come to you and talk to you about our wonderful Savior, Christ Jesus. God is good today. I just want you to know He wants to be good to you. He is good to you. We just need to know it. He's a wonderful, wonderful God. Look, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up. All you have to do is go to WCNO, scroll down to the word on demand, click on it, and then just look at any Saturday, and you'll see the word Lifeline. Click on that, and you're in. So if you get anything out of the message, and the message helps you, and you have friends, and you have neighbors, and you care about people, and you want to help others, pass the word, and let's get going, and let's learn about the Word of God. My message today is faith you need today. Faith we need for today. Look, we really do need really to anchor into the Lord our God. I mean, the whole world is upside down, but not God. He says, I am the Lord. I change not. He's the one that we can trust in every situation. God and His Word are one. God will back up everything that He promised. Not only will He back it, but His throne is back of it. He said, I'll watch over my word to perform it. God is a businessman. He knows that His word is the foundation of everything. So He stands back of it, and so can you. My friend, I can tell you from many years' experience, you can trust the Lord. You can trust everything He says. I mean, His word is solid forever. It is the one thing we can hold on to forever. It's the one place we can anchor our life. I mean, He's a wonderful, wonderful God. He does not change. Whatever He promised in the beginning, He will do. He's the one that will carry us through. I guess we're all in a position now, when we look at the nation, no, we cannot depend on the government. We cannot depend on the world to walk us through life. But God changes not. He's trustworthy, and you can depend on Him forever. Listen, He said in Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Boy, you can ground your life here. You're looking for a place to latch on to. You're looking for something to hold on to. If you're looking for something to prop you up and keep you going, give you some sense of security and peace in this world, it's our God. It's our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. You can ground your life here. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. If, my friend, you can believe what He said, you can have what He promised. And you'll be a person of great faith. Oh, my. Listen, I was reading this morning in the Word before I came here. John chapter 6. Got down to verse 29. Now here's what Jesus said. When they asked Him, how do we work the work of God? And Jesus said, this is the work of God. Believe on Him whom He has sent. In other words, I am the work of God. You just believe on Me and you'll receive the work of God. You'll receive the promises of God. All God has to say, He is saying it here through me. His work is that you would believe on Him whom He has sent. Down in verse 38, I believe it is, He goes on to say, this is the will of God. Of all that the Father has given me, I should lose nothing, but keep it and rise it up at the last day. Now, I want you to just think about that a bit. Are you a Christian out there today? Jesus has a responsibility. He just said so. In John chapter 6, verse 38, this is the will of God. This is the will of Him that sent me. Of all that He's given me, and that may be you if you're a Christian, I should lose nothing, but keep it and rising up again. That's the last day. But look, you have your future marked out. He just told you, Father has made him responsible to keep you and to raise you up at the last day, to take care of you, to walk you through life, to provide for you. I'm telling you, you can absolutely ground yourself here. You can anchor yourself here. If you just believe in God, you know, if you just believe the Lord Jesus and believe his word, I'm telling you, he sets his word above his name. It's powerful. If you will believe what he said, you're locked in, you're zip locked in, you're anchored in forever. He will walk you through life. He's committed to it. Father's will is that he should keep you. Jesus should keep you, watch over you, take care of you, walk you through life. He should take care of you. This is his will. Of all that Father's given me, that I should lose nothing but to keep it and raise it up again at the last day. Oh, what a promise. Listen, you can trust the Lord God. I can tell you, you can trust him without a doubt. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. If, my friend, you can believe what he said now, you can have what he promised. And you'll be a person of great faith. I'm telling you, God is good. He cares about you. He's providing everything in the world. And God knew these days would come when the world's upside down. Nothing is settled. You don't know what the future is tomorrow. Well, I mean, the world is a very bleak place. But God is, you're locked in. You're zip locked in. You're covered. Just trust the Lord God. This, my friend, is a true, solid platform of faith that you can build and stand on. God said, I watch over my word to perform it. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. The heavens will pass away. The earth will pass away. The word of God will prevail. Jesus said it. Oh, my friend, trust the Lord with all your heart. If you don't know the word of God, really, if you don't know the word of God, unless you hit the lottery, I can tell you, after beating yourself against the wall, you're struggling, you're hurting. I mean, you know, really, it's a real tough world out there. It really is. But the word of God will be an anchor to you. I mean, it is a lamp. It is a light. It's settled in heaven. Psalms 119:05, Jesus said, the word is a lamp unto my feet. Or the psalmist said, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. All you have to do is get on the right path and walk it out. Really. All you have to do, the right path, that's what Jesus said. You walk on his words. Whatever he said, whatever he promised you, whatever he promised you, you walk there. Listen, this is where your path will light up. The words are lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. This is where he can guide you, and this is where he will guide you. You just have to get anchored in his word, hear what he says, walk it out. He'll shine the light on where you need to walk. You'll make better decisions. I can tell you now, if you get in the word of God, you'll make better decisions on your job. You'll make better decisions in your family. You'll make better decisions in life. I can tell you, the word has value that man never can never can. You can never comprehend or understand the total value of the word of God. That's invaluable news. I'm high on the word of God. Listen, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. You really need to know the word of God. If you know the word of God and his promise, it brings rest. It brings peace. It brings security. It brings love. Love that goes beyond our lives. Love that you can never experience anywhere else. When you know how much you're loved, how God cares about you, and his will, his work, this is the work of God, that we believe on him whom he has sent. Jesus said, well, I want to believe everything he said. I want to know everything he said. I want to believe it, and I'm going to live it. If this is God's work, that man would believe on him whom he sent, his son Jesus, then I absolutely want to lock it. I want to hold on. I want to believe everything he says, hear everything he says, and learn everything he says. Oh, it's a wonderful experience. You need to know the Lord Jesus. And look, if you don't know him out there today and you happen to be hearing me, you give me a call. I'll tell you how to get saved. I'll tell you how to get security in your life. I'll tell you how to change your ways, change your life for the better. I'll tell you how to get set free. I'll tell you how to live a life of peace and rest. Give us a call here now. I'll be glad to pray for you, buddy. Excuse me, any issue in your life or anything that you might be going through, or if you need to get saved today, this is a good time. Phone number 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Give me a call. More than glad to pray for you, okay? Listen, the word of God is a living thing. When you let it loose in you, it's letting God loose in you. That's how powerful it is. You let the word of God loose in you. You're letting God loose in you. That's big, isn't it? When you're there acting on the word and speak the word, God will be in the words you speak. I mean that. You act on the word, you speak the word, God will be in what you say. God will be in the words you speak. You have power and authority you know not of, unless you're anchored in the word of God. Oh, it's a wonderful experience. Luke 4:18, Jesus said, now, listen, this is really big. This is good. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because, listen to that, because, you know why it's upon me? Listen to this, it's for you. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. You know anybody's brokenhearted? You know anybody out there suffering, brokenhearted? Well, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he sent me to you. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He sent me to preach deliverance to the captive. Are you a captive out there today? Do you feel like you're bound? You just literally can't get free. You're just in a circle. You're going in a circle. Life's taking you nowhere. You have one issue after another. You just can't seem to get peace. Can't seem to get rest. Can't seem to get free. Jesus came and set you free today. He really did. Removal. He became the removal of sight to the blind. Are you blind? Are you out there? You can't see where you're going. Just he said, liberty to them that are bruised. Are you bruised today? But Jesus came to heal that bruise. Listen, you can put your faith right here because Father God cares about you. When you think about that, what Jesus just said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him because Father God sent him for you to heal your broken heart and deliver you, to set you free, to give you a new sight. If you're bruised, to heal you up. If you think about that, you know what? Just send his precious son, his word to tell you. So if you think about it, it's just like Father God just wants to wrap his arm right around you, really. He didn't bother sending his son to tell you what he wants to do. And Jesus said, you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, just as, really, just like Father just wants to take care of you. Everything, every issue you have, he pretty much covered it right then. Father sent him for you to take care of you. The Lord Jesus wants you to hear the gospel today. If you're brokenhearted, he wants to heal you. Do you feel captive or bound up in your circumstances today? Well, Jesus wants to set you free. He wants to open your eyes, heal you up, cure your bruises. Look, God is good. He really cares about people. And he has servants and he has ministries everywhere to help you. If you're out there today struggling, maybe you are bound up. Maybe you're just literally just hurting, broken. Feel like, I can't go on. I need help. I don't know which way to turn. I need to hear from God. But look, I go to a meeting on Tuesday night here in Stuart. And if you'll email me, we have a team there. They can help you get free. They can speak into your life. They can minister to you. They can really help you. Now, if you take my email and email me, I'll tell you the time. I'll show you how to get there. Also, I am in a great church. I'm in a church for probably the greatest teacher we've had in the area since I've been here 30 years. I've never heard a man as good as this man is here. And we're seeing healings. The Spirit of God's moving. It's a mighty work of God. If you'll email me, if you need a good church, looking for a good church, I'll point you in the right direction. My email is simple. Try Lifeline, one word. T-R-Y, Lifeline. Try Lifeline, one word. Gmail. TryLifelineGmail.com. Anybody can remember that? TryLifelineGmail.com. Now, if you don't do email, if you call me immediately at the end of the service, not during the broadcast, but immediately when it's over, I'll give you directions, okay? So if you need help, look, God has men and women, ministers everywhere to serve his people. Really, he does. He just understood. Heal. Jesus said, I come to heal the brokenhearted. Well, now all that power and all that ministry has been imparted into his servants to minister to you, to preach to you, to heal you, to teach you, to lead you, to guide you. So if you're broken, hurting out there today, it's inexcusable. God has ministers that can speak into your life. There's many places you can get help. He's a loving God. Thank you. Give me a call. If you're really hurting, I'll pray for you. God, the Lord says, we're two or more gathered in my name. I'll be in the midst of you. God will hear us here today. You can get help today. Our number, 221-1100. 221-1100. Out of town. 221-8990. If you need help today, you give me a call. The Lord is here for you, okay? We seem to have very little real active faith in our wonderful, magnificent God, Father, Lord, Savior, Redeemer, Comforter, and friend. Oh, my friend, how much God loves us today. How much, excuse me, please, he really cares. He's absolutely wonderful. He's our magnificent God. He's our wonderful Father. I mean, if you, you know, you maybe you haven't, maybe you've never been properly loved, you know. Well, Father God loves you. He loves you. You can ask him, say, Father, do you love me? Go to him. Do you love me? I assure you, if you need to be loved, there's one out there that loves you today. He'll let you know that. Father loves you. He is your Lord. He is your Savior. He hung on a bloody tree to wash your sins away, to save you. He's your Redeemer. And he will comfort you. That seems to be the biggest need I see today. There's a need for the comforter. One that, in this, if you're not uncomfortable in this country today, you're almost something wrong with you. If you don't feel and stressed and worried about the nation and the direction we're going, your children, everything about life brings stress today, well, the Lord's our comforter. I'm comforted in it all. I'll watch it go around me, but it don't touch me because I'm secure, hope, comforted with the Word of God and His power and His love, okay? Jesus said, all power, that's a lot of power, in heaven and earth has been given unto me. That's a lot of power. Now, Jesus has been given unto us, and so has his power. Power for living today. Faith you need for today. How do we get our hands on that power? His power for living today. Luke 19:10 says this, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, and that would be you. Right away, Father sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to seek you out and to save you, okay? Boy, you can just take comfort that he first found you somewhere broken, hurting, saves you, then he empowers you to live for him. The power is yours for the asking. I mean, God really does love and care about you. If you flip this verse over now, Luke 19:10 to Luke 10:19, he says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Are you walking in that kind of power? Are you living like that? Listen, you must have the faith to believe him. God responds to faith. I'm telling you, that's where we should walk. Really, are you walking in that kind of power? I gave you power over all the power of the enemy. Do you feel like you're being steamrolled over sometime, huh? Do you? I gave you power, all the power of the enemy. Over to step on serpents. I gave you power that you need for life. I give you power over the power of the devil, and he's out there, and over the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means will hurt you. Now, that's the promise you have today in the Lord Jesus, if you just get into the Word of God. Remember now, he puts his Word above his name. The words that lamp to his feet, light to, lamp to your feet, the light to your path. The Word of God is an anchor. The Word of God is secure. You must have the faith to believe, because God responds to your faith. You know, if you want something from God, just believe me. That's all he's asking. He said, this is the work of God. Jesus said, believe on him whom he has sent. If you believe everything Jesus did, you're locked in. You're secure. If you believe everything Jesus said, peace I give unto you, instead. My peace to you, not like the world. I don't give peace like the world. It's my peace. Come into me, all you labor, heavy laden. I give you rest. Oh, I'm telling you, the promises, you can just go on forever. If you get your hands on this book, and you get in, you just start with the teachings of Jesus. Just stay there. Just stay there for a year. Just the four gospels. That's all you need for a year. Stay there. Just listen to Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know his heart? Do you know his feelings? Do you know his ways? Do you believe him? I tell you, with every word you take in, peace will come, rest will come, hope will come, assurance will come, and life will come. Healing will come. You understand? Matthew 21:22, Jesus said, and all things, that's a lot now, it's all things, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you'll receive. Poor, that's me. Oh, my friend, come on. Get it. Go for it. Believe it all. Jesus said, listen to this, Matthew 21:22, and all things. Remember, Jesus is saying this. I'm just as Jesus, for Jesus, literally. I'm speaking for him. All things. Whatsoever you ask in prayer believing, you shall receive. Come on, friend. Can you believe? You can believe if you spend enough time in the Word of God. If you soak in it, if you stay in it, or if you just take it in and believe it over and over and hear His Word, do you believe it till it builds up in you? Oh, my friend, you can believe it. You can have whatever you ask for. Look, if you have great needs in your life today, maybe even might be hurting in your family, Maybe your kids are separated out and separated from you after messed up in life. You give us a call. We'll pray for you. 221-1100. Out of town. To 888-221-8899. Look, you really just need to have faith in what God's. All I'm trying to do is point you to the Word of God. To get you to listen to Jesus. Get in the Word of God. Get anchored there. What's faith? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith has substance. Now listen. And substance gives you something to work with. Faith is what you hold on to until the thing that you're praying for comes into your hand. That's why you need it. That's why you need it. It gets you what you want. It helps you to get there. Faith is what you hold on to until the thing you're praying for comes into your hand. You've got to have faith in God. How do we get the substance? By hearing the Word of God. And then hearing it again. Hearing it again. Get it down deep in your spirit and get it down deep enough to believe it. That's what faith is. Faith is something you can hold on to till you get what you want from the Lord. You can do it. You just have to stay in there till you can believe. I mean, it takes time to just learn the things of God. Hear His Word. Learn what He's saying. Listen to Him. Listen to those promises. Oh, my. I tell you what it brings. You know what it really brings? Peace and rest. There's nothing more Bible, especially in this upside-down world. There's nothing more Bible than peace and rest. And that's what faith will do for you, okay? Faith starts working for us when we know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we have taken our proper place in the kingdom of God and order our lives according to God's word and His will. Faith works by love. Faith is powered by love. How is your love life with Jesus? I mean, it's really big. God loves you today. He wants you to know that. He wants you to have faith. You know why He wants you to have faith? If you have faith, He can deposit into your account. I mean that. If you have faith, He can make a deposit. I'm telling you. You wouldn't know what to do with it. You wouldn't know how to operate without faith. If you have faith and believe what He says, He can make a great deposit into your life, and you'll know how to walk it out and carry it out and use it wisely. That's really big, isn't it? That's really true. That's really true. If you have faith in Him, He can deposit your needs. He can deposit whatever you need. Oh, He can deposit love, peace, rest, joy. But if you don't know Him, you wouldn't know what it is. You wouldn't know it if it hits you upside the head. That's really true. If you don't know His Word, you don't know Him. You can't. You can't. You cannot know God without His Word. He cannot deposit into your account if you don't know Him. Because you don't know what it is. You don't know how to use it. You don't know nothing. Everything He does is centered and anchored in the Word of God. Matthew 14:28, verses 28 through 31. Let's just take a look at the faith of Peter. Experience what Peter felt. Let's take a look at Peter's faith, period. Peter answered Jesus and said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come to you on the water. Everybody knows this story. And Jesus said, come. When Peter was come out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, now this is a big faith lesson here, so listen close. Bowstring, he was afraid. He began to sing and cried, save me, Lord, save me. And he'll do that. You step out and you be bold, you try it, and if you begin to fail, God will save you. God will rescue you, so don't be afraid to take a chance. Don't be afraid to step out and give it a try, okay? Immediately, Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him and said to him, oh, you have little faith. Now think about that. Peter's standing on the water and Jesus said, you have little faith. Wherefore did you stand? Where did you doubt? Why did you doubt, Peter? Jesus expected more. If Jesus would have said, I have the storm covered, Peter would have walked right through the storm. Listen to this now. This is big. Peter could only trust Him for what he could see. That'd be the water under control. Jesus was standing on the water. The water's under control, but the storm is whirling. He had no real faith for the storm. Peter was walking on the word of Jesus and the faith of Jesus. Listen, Peter's walking on what Jesus said. Peter's walking on the faith of Jesus. The word come, that's what he stood on, and not by his own faith. Peter can see that Jesus had the water under control. He was secure there because Jesus said come. He was secure there. The water has come. Peter saw Jesus mastering the water, but he was not sure of the storm. Peter did not have the book of promise yet, the Bible. It's all new territory to him. He believed his eyes. That's all he did. When he looked at the storm, he did not have the Holy Spirit because he was not yet poured out. He didn't know the Word of God. He hadn't built up faith. You'll only have little faith until you're standing solid on the Word and the Spirit of God. Peter was standing, operating under the faith of the Lord Jesus. Peter had no faith for himself. That storm scared Peter to death. But Jesus said, come, and Jesus standing on the water. He had faith for the water, but he had no faith for the storm. He was not anchored in all that God said, all that God is. He couldn't handle all the storms. Only his faith was in what Jesus said, one word. Listen, I love God's people because they're his. I have great interest in their ways, in their well-being. I watch the struggles and battles among God's people. I notice one, for sure one, our great weakness seems to be a lack of faith, not being rooted and grounded in what the Word of God says. Look, you have to spend time with the Lord to know him. Put it this way, he has everything you ever need. Isn't he the one you want to seek after? Really? He has the ability to deposit everything into your life to carry you through this life and take you into eternal life forever. Isn't he the one you should run after? Oh, my friend, it's best for you and it's fitting best. You know, put your time and your effort where it will benefit you, okay? Don't forget, the words that lamp to my feet, Jesus said. The psalmist said, a light to your path. So spend more time in the things that your blessing will come out of. Really, your blessings in the Lord. Put your time there. Invest your time there. Spend more time where your blessing will come from. Follow the light that shines on your path. Oh, my friend, it's not that hard. It's really not. The world's hard. Oh, the world's hard. Jesus, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. There's rest, peace, and love here. It's the world that's hard, really. Follow the light that shines on your path. And if you get into the Word of God, you get on that path. Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Well, why don't we follow him? The one that's overcome it is an upside-down, troubled world. Excuse me, please, but not to Jesus. He's overcome it. I'm going to walk on that path. I am going to follow the path that leads me to everything Jesus said and did, simply because he said so. I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Listen, the natural man says, if I believe it, I'll see it. But listen, the spirit man says, if I see it, I'll believe it. The spirit man says, if I believe it, I'll see it. Jesus said, ask, receive, seek, you find, knock, the door be open. Listen, he's a wonderful God. Just seek him with all of your heart today. He loves you. Wants you to know that. Look, we need support for the ministry. We ask every week. We don't get it, but we do ask every week. We're hurting. We need it. Nobody's sending us money. I renewed my postman's box yesterday and wondered why. Really, help us pay for the program. Really, especially if you get anything out of it. You can do it. Do it. We're not asking much for anything you spare. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Just Beach, 34958. Really simple. Lifeline, Box 1603, Just Beach, 34958. Again, Lifeline, 1603, Just Beach, 34958. Or email us, especially if you need to find a good church where you can be touched with the Lord, where you can be healed. Or you really need help, you need counseling on Tuesday night, I'd be glad to help you there. Email me, Try Lifeline, one word now, TRYLIFELINE, Lifeline, TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Here, talk to me about it. If you don't like the things we're doing here, maybe help us out. Tell us so. If you like us, we'd like to know that. We're not hearing from you. We'd love to. Try Lifeline. I don't put you on a list. I might email you just teaching, but I don't send out newsletters. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Again, TryLifeline@gmail.com. Please support the ministry. Lifeline, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Listen, God bless you. I pray that you have just a great week. And if you do what I said, and trust me, and get into the Word of God and trust the Lord, you'll have a good week. God will bless your life. He wants to bless you. He has nothing but good in mind for you. Now, what you're going through, God's bigger than it, above it, and he can help you. Bless you now. Have a great week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.